The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With those final words of today's gospel, Jesus reminds us of the importance of prayer. You know, we all were anointed at the time of our baptism. We're called God's priestly people. And sometimes we're all called upon to exercise our priestly calling, our ministry, especially when we come together to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We're all exercising our priestly ministry. I'm not the only one doing it. In fact, when we celebrate the sacraments, especially Holy Mass, we pray together as a people, as a community. We also have times when we pray as individuals, but when we come together, I think it's good to remember that we are praying as church. We are praying as community, asking God, as Jesus asked his Father, to bless us, to save us, and show us the way home. He taught the Our Father, of course. It's the perfect prayer. Not too many words, no hypocrisy. A reminder that, as Mother Teresa taught, we don't really always need to pray for clarity or what we necessarily want, but to pray that in the spirit of trust, we know that the things we present to the Lord, he will resolve in the way that is best, even though it may not be what we at times think is best. So as a priestly people, I think it's good to remember that we want to unite our prayer with the prayer of Christ. We don't want to pray alone. We pray with Jesus. We pray with Jesus who prays for us as our priest. We pray with Jesus who is our head. He prays in us and through us. And never forget that. Be open to that and mindful of that. That as his priestly people, he prays in you and through you as the head of his body, the body of Christ, which is the church. And last but not least, of course, we pray to Christ as our God. He is our God. He made us, he saved us, and he sends his Spirit to walk along with us on the journey of life. Prayer is a marvelous gift. It's something we never want to marginalize. It should always be there as an important part of our daily lives. And thank God that you know that. But I just want to remind you, when you come for Mass, it's not just a time of private prayer. We're all in this together. We're praying as a special community of Saint Cecilia Parish, especially in union with those who can't make it with us this morning, and maybe don't even think to make here with us this morning, but they also have needs, and so we want to pray for them too.